Welcome back to Matt Thin Direct, Madison on Devil Radio, and Waukesha on the Shaw. It's a very good piece of good news in foreign policy, and good news in foreign policy is few and far between. That's been true for 230 years in our history, but this one is good news. It was announced that Israel and Indonesia are moving closer to normalization, not to mutual recognition. Indonesia is the most populous Muslim state in the world. I think they have about 600 million people. Most populous Muslim state in the world. And it's a Muslim state. However, they are increasingly, and it's driven really by agriculture and food security, they are increasingly drawing closer to normalized, at least trade agreements with Israel. The United States government has encouraged it. I encourage it. I think it's terrific. And what it is it's a spillover from the Abraham Accords, which were announced during Donald Trump's presidency. And it was a significant accomplishment. It does not make up for his attacks on democracy and the other things he did. But this particular initiative in our foreign policy is very, very important. As a result, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, oddly Sudan, although they did it largely because of economic incentives, and that's not a country, frankly, you can trust. We haven't had an ambassador in Sudan in more than 10 years. And why is that? Because our ambassador who there last time, they dragged him out in the street and beat him to death. Sudan is the kind of place where if you ever were the ambassador, you tell your driver to take a different route to work every day. It's simply not governable, and quite frankly, it's simply not civilized. But they have recognized Israel. So has Morocco, Bahrain, United Arab Emirates. Saudi Arabia, which is ground central of Islam, has not recognized Israel, but they have permitted Israeli planes to fly in Saudi Arabian airspace to get to the United Arab Emirates, which is a very, very useful thing. And what's going on here? And how can we build on this? Well, for one thing, the United States government can make it clear, and this should be a bipartisan issue, that it's an important objective of the United States that the Islamic world recognize Israel's right to exist. Israel recognizes them, and they have normalized relations. You cannot have a country like Iran, for instance, simply with mobs in the street sounding death to America, death to Israel. We're not going to put up with that, especially when they're trying to manufacture a nuclear bomb. But Indonesia is a very, very important advance because as the most populous Muslim state, and as one that's deeply religious, they don't have separation of church and state over there. But nevertheless, because of agricultural technology from Israel and the need for food security, they said, yeah, let's move closer on trade and on agriculture, exchange exports. And ultimately, that's 90% of normalization. One of their leaders said food security comes before any other kind of security. Because let me tell you something. If the populace of 600 million people isn't getting fed, I don't care what the ideology is of the people in power. They're going to be dragged out in the streets. So there you have it. It's really great. And I think we got to build on that, build on the Abraham Accords. And this may be going on covertly in diplomacy. I much more overtly would just make it clear that our objective with a lot of these countries, all of these Islamic countries, is the recognition of Israel. They're our ally. They're a democracy. They're there in a very sensitive area of the world. We have other allies there. Jordan's an ally. Egypt increasingly is very cooperative. Turkey is a member of NATO, although they frequently deviate from that and from our interests. Saudi Arabia, the government was in on 9/11. We didn't bomb them simply because we use them. And none of this is great. There's no perfection over there. But I think all of these countries have to be told by our State Department, put an end to this business, isolate Iran. They all hate Iran because they're all Sunni Muslims. The Iranians are Shiite Muslims, Hezbollah are Shiite Muslims. And the truth of the matter is that pressure's got to be put. And in Indonesia and Israel, we didn't put the pressure on ourselves. We mentioned it. We said we were very much in favor of it. But as Israel herself, who through agricultural technology made it in the interest of Indonesia to move closer to normalization, I was very, very happy to see that. It's a terrific development, terrific development. Well, there are a couple of other things. I'll tell you what, not all of them are good news. You have this guy DeSantis. What a piece of work DeSantis is in Florida attacking Joe Biden on COVID. What? DeSantis, who was stripping money away from school districts who had mask requirements? Are you kidding me? DeSantis, who attacks vaccinations? He's attacking Biden? Biden? Biden's the one that put in a testing program for every testing and a vaccination, or in the alternative testing for all companies that have more than 100 employees, and this clown in Florida is attacking them? When the clown is attacking that particular policy and denouncing it? Well, yes, the way he's attacking them, he's saying, well, Biden should have prepared more testing kits than he did now, because he should have known that we on the lunatic fringe of the Republican Party discourage vaccinations and more people would get sick, so therefore he should have gotten us testing kits. Well, no, DeSantis. What you could do is restore funding to schools down there that have mask requirements. You could go around the state. You yourself have been vaccinated, you clown. You clown. Instead of lying about that, hold up your arm and say, I was vaccinated, and I think you should be vaccinated. The clown thinks that he's running for president. Jen Psaki gave a great response. She's great. She is the spokesperson for Biden, obviously. And she needled on it. She said, you got to be kidding me. She did not call him a clown. She did not call him a clown. None of these people talk as directly as I do, largely because I'm not running for office. And but what has to be said has to be said. And she needled him, which is, I think, a nice way to said, I'm needling him. That's great. He needed a needle. He did get a needle. He got vaccinated, lied about it, just like the Fox hosts, all forced to be vaccinated or be fired. They're all vaccinated, deny they were vaccinated, and get up and say the vaccine's a bad thing. I wouldn't take it, they say. But hey, they did take it. You know, I don't know. How much of this do you fall for? You guys are out there. There's a couple of you, probably quite a few. Vote Republican. Vote for Trump. Talk about the big lie. How often do you have to fall for this stuff? DeSantis, I think, is making a very big mistake. There's a hole in the line. There's a running opportunity for a candidate in the Republican Party in 2024 who inspires confidence, who isn't a nut on vaccines, and who's just a traditional conservative. But when they go full frontal nut, full frontal Trump, full frontal lunatic fringe, people shrink back from that. That's not where you win elections. It's really not where you win elections. And so for this idiot to get up there, I think he's blowing his chances by doing this stuff, saying Trump, Biden's no good on COVID. He should have gotten us testing kits because he should have known that we were going to tell people not to get vaccinated. That's ridiculous. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.